The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing. Carolina Fresh Farms. Call 327-8686. Greg's Fix-It Shop on Saluda Street. Serving Rock Hill for 65 years. And by Imperial Pool and Spas. Anderson Road, Rock Hill, and now next to the Food Lion in Tega Cay. And now, here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning, and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here this morning, and Mr. Rector is off again today. He had a golf tournament at 7 o'clock this morning, I think, up in Charlotte with his sons. In his stead, I've got a good friend and longtime acquaintance, Mr. Scott Reister with TGNR Landscape Group. Welcome, Scott.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Good to have you. It's been a while. I hadn't talked to you much lately.
It has been a while.
You started your company. You got an anniversary coming up in the next couple of years. What, 2000? When did you start? 91?
91. So, yeah.
30 years.
Exactly. Yeah. It's crazy.
Last weekend, we did 40 years.
That's, yeah.
I remember you drove up and you had a little small pickup truck, you and Mike, and they were starting out, and Mike didn't last too terribly long with you, if I remember right.
Yeah, he was. I mean, Mike's a landscape architect, but he wasn't quite sure what green side up meant. So he was more of a land planner than a plant person. But I have to give him credit. He was well-rooted in the community and really helped me get started, meet people, and get the business rolling. So he was a great help and a great mentor.
We're talking about Mike Bunce, and Mike was with Economic Development for a while, and then he was under contract to the city for a while. Last I heard, he was down in Georgia somewhere.
He's actually in Alabama. It's very interesting because he's a missionary now.
Really?
And he does like a ministry that's like a Habitat for Humanity. But he and his wife actually moved into the neighborhood that they minister, and they help rehab houses, and actually mentor the people that come into the houses and get them on economic programs, make sure they're going to church, and just kind of follow along with them. So he's doing great things. It's really? In Alabama, though.
That's fantastic. I'm glad for him. I always liked Mike. Didn't quite understand him sometimes, but I always liked Mike.
Super good guy. He had great vision, and he was a great guy. Good to work for. He was a great mentor. It's funny that you mentioned about the pickup truck. I remember I was talking to a client the other day, and I had actually planted some hollies for them. Holly hedge, it's about 30 feet tall right now, almost 30 years later. But I had that little brown truck, and mm-hmm. I bought the hollies from y'all, and the truck was so small, I had to come get them one at a time.
I remember. I remember that.
One at a time to plant them.
I do remember that, yep. And I'll back up a little bit. You're a University of Georgia graduate.
That's correct.
And a licensed landscape architect, which we're going to get into that in a minute, what all that means, because most people don't have a clue, anyway.
Yeah.
Kind of like a certified arborist. You know, they don't really know what that means either.
Right.
But John joined you a few years after that?
94. Okay. So John and I have been together for over 25 years. So.
And he was a NC State graduate. I remember that much.
That's correct.
I never did figure out how he got to Charlotte, but anyway.
John's actually from Charlotte. He grew up in Charlotte, and that's actually how I met him, was through Mike. His parents lived down the street from Mike when Mike lived in Charlotte. So John was working in Raleigh area for a really high-end landscaper there when he got out of school, and he wanted to come back to Charlotte.
He
was with Kiefer.
Kiefer. Okay.
Kiefer up there, who was a great landscape contractor up there.
They were the king in Raleigh back in the 90s.
Yeah. So he had a lot of good experience when he and I kind of started out. So that was really good because he brought a lot to the table. And obviously, we've had a pretty good relationship over the years.
30 years, a long time.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is.
It's like most people can't understand how Tommy and I have done it for 40 years being brothers.
Yeah, that's...
There were some trying times.
I'm sure.
Let's put
it
that way.
I'm sure.
But we each had our area of expertise, and that helps a lot, too. Over the years, though, you've kind of gone... Our thing, we're primarily plant-oriented, and y'all kind of ventured into other areas, and you kind of got into the hardscaping mm-hmm. thing right when it started, which yep. was a good time to get into it.
And yep.
For people that don't understand the hardscape, we do a little tiny bit, a little patio here or a little walkway, and we don't do any walls over 3 feet, but y'all get into the outdoor kitchens mm-hmm. and the whole nine yards.
So yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, the outdoor living has been a pretty big part of our business over the years, and it's a part that I think we do really well. I think some of the things that people don't consider is how you integrate into the space socially, how you interact with the landscape, how you're going to live in that space, how you interact with plant material, your family dynamic in the landscape, and the functional part of it. And that's kind of, you know, with the drainage, microclimates, how everything ties in together. So that's something we've kind of always looked at and as a whole. And I think it's part of what we do best is the outdoor living and that social and experience of the landscape. And that's something we've always promoted and worked hard to achieve with our clients over the years.
It's been a big deal. I mean, we actually looked at it, but when I got 25 acres of plants, I need to be planting plants in the ground. I don't need to really be moving stones around.
But, no.
And y'all do a good job. We've sent you a lot of work over the years. And we're kind of in a unique situation because I consider Scott a friend because I've known him so long and we've helped each other out in the times. But you're our customer, but also our competitor. So I have a very fine line to walk there, but it's worked out real good for a long time. And if yeah. I need anything, I don't have a hesitancy at all calling you. And I hope you're the same way if you have any issues. So.
Absolutely. I think it has been a good relationship. That's one of the things I've really enjoyed about Rock Hill. Is that it's a terrific community. It's been a great place to have a business, and we have a lot of guys in town that we're, I guess, competitors with, but we all work together, and we work on projects together, and it's been really good.
Yep. Okay, there, Matthew's sending the music our way, so it's time to take a real quick break. We'll be right back to the Gardener's Pitch.
Winterize your pool with the help of the pros at Imperial Pool and Patio. You'll be protecting your investment with BioGuard's Arctic Blue Winterizing Kit. Imperial stocks everything you need to put your pool to bed, including pool covers. Imperial Pool and Patio, 21 Bypass, Rock Hill.
Yard care professionals know that zero-turn mowers are the most efficient way to cut grass, and your friends at Greg's Fix-It Shop have a full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers they'd love to show you. Zero-turn mowers can mow around trees, tight corners, and plantings without stopping or using a trim mower. Snapper zero-turns bring professional performance to the homeowner. So stop by Greg's Fix-It Shop on Saluda Street today. Their lawn care professionals would love to show you their full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer and maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
This is Steve Crump at Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. For 40 years, we've supplied the York County area with quality landscape plants, locally grown and climatized. Come by the nursery at 873 Museum Road. Remember, now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports.
And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench. I'll go ahead and add my plug now. We're here every Saturday morning from 8:30 to 9 on WRHI, AM 1340, FM 100.1, and WRHI.com. And Alicia asked me yesterday, so I'll stick this in, which I don't usually do. If you want to hear any back episodes, if you go on the WRHI website under Programming, find the Gardener's Bench tab, and it's usually Stephen has them up to date. Sometimes not quite, but they'll have the tape shows on there, and you can listen to any show you'd like to listen to. And he usually comes up with some creative name for that show. Some of them are kind of interesting, but anyway. Okay, my guest this morning, Mr. Scott Reister, since David's out of town, and we've been talking about his company, TGR Landscape Group, and the relationship we at Rolling Hills have had for the last 30 years, which has been very good. But we've both seen a lot of people come and go.
We have.
And I've tried to help all of them, and some of them listen better than others. Yeah. But some of them hadn't made it, and that's really sad. But Rock Hill has been real good to us. And I tell this story now, and you might experience the same thing. When we first got here, nobody knew who we were because we didn't grow up here.
Right.
My mother grew up here.
Right.
She was born right up the street from the nursery. And she went to Winthrop Training School, Winthrop College, and she left in 48 and moved back in 88. Well, we were already here by then. And we about starved to death in the early years. I mean, it was horrible. And a lady up in TK put out a bi-monthly magazine about York County. And she featured us and told who our grandparents were and all that. And then we had more work to do when you wanted to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you're talking about Mike introducing you around, that's the difference.
Yeah, I'm not from Rock Hill either. And as a matter of fact, we're from the Atlanta area. Went to University of Georgia, as you mentioned earlier, and did an internship with the city of Rock Hill. They advertised at Georgia, and I actually had to look up on a map. I had never heard of Rock Hill in my life. So I had to look up, see where it was. Charlotte was a really interesting area to me to get out of Atlanta for the summer and do the internship. Came up here. And just fell in love with it. I love the, again, the people are fantastic. I love the pace of life here is much better than the hectic hustle and bustle of Atlanta. I mean, when I doing landscape in Atlanta, when I was 16, I used to get in my truck and drive in traffic hour to go to a job.
Yeah.
And drove home at an hour around 285. And that's just how you did things there. And it's just so busy. And here it's not quite like that, but it's feels like it's coming now. We've gotten a lot busier in the 30 years that we've been here. So it's again, a fantastic town.
In 1977, I moved to Atlanta for 2 weeks.
That's probably
good. I moved
down.
I had a job lined up, and 2 weeks of it, I said, no, this isn't me.
Yeah.
So I headed back to, well, I was living in Asheville then, and moved to Charlotte in 78. Huntersville in 80 and down here in 82. So it's been good. And York County, we're finding the customers now, we're getting them from all over the world.
Yeah, definitely.
You remember back when you started in 93, they had the Indian land claim and they finally settled it. And we had what I called the Northern Invasion. Seemed like everybody from New York and Massachusetts moved south. And it was the children. I dated a young lady in the 90s from Ohio and went back to visit her mom and dad. Well, the mom and dads were in Ohio. The kids were south.
Yeah.
And her mother asked me first time I went, said what I thought of Ohio. I said, well, I've learned two things. Number one, I was always told all my life you had to go north of Richmond, you had to have a passport. That wasn't true. And the other one was there are people left in Ohio.
Sure.
But we went out to eat, and they lived near the Pennsylvania line, and we went right across the line, pulled into the parking lot, and 80% of the cars were North or South Carolina tags. So the kids had come home to see the parents.
Right.
Now the parents are coming, leaving the kids up there.
They are, yeah.
They're tired of the winters. They're tired of the weather. And they might have a son or a daughter with the grandkids down here, and that's an excuse to get out of that nasty weather. So.
And definitely a desirable place to come to.
We're meeting some very nice people and unique people. And I had one the other day from California. They found Rock Hill, South Carolina from California. Yeah. I hadn't figured out yet, but they did.
Yeah, no, we've had some great clients over the year from all over the country. And it's been interesting trying to educate them about our plant palette here and the things that will and will not work. And how, you know, the outdoor lifestyle here, how you can be outside year-round and things of that nature. But we've been very fortunate to have folks from all over the country here.
Yeah, we're still getting them this week. Well, I ain't got much longer to plan. Well, no, you actually got
yeah,
a whole lot longer to plan here. So anyway, but it's been an interesting ride, and it's really developed since we've been here too, because Ebenezer Shopping Center, called Village Square back then, where the food line is at Hurlong and Ebenezer, that was the city limits in 1979. Mm-hmm. Now it's a quarter mile up the road from the nursery, and we've got subdivisions on three sides.
Yeah.
So Yeah. It's changing rapidly, but are you pushing the button or not? I don't hear anything. I'm watching your finger. Okay, well, it's time for another quick break, and we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
This is Steve Crump with Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. Get a jump on spring. When you plant now, your plants establish roots before the spring growing season. For a wide selection of landscape quality plants, come see us today. Remember, now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Yard care professionals know that zero-turn mowers are the most efficient way to cut grass, and your friends at Greg's Fix-It Shop have a full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers they'd love to show you. Zero-turn mowers can mow around trees, tight corners, and plantings without stopping or using a trim mower. Snapper zero-turns bring professional performance to the homeowner. So stop by Greg's Fix-It Shop on Saluda Street today. Their lawn care professionals would love to show you their full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers.
This is Kevin Ice at Imperial Pool and Patio. Tired of that old ugly tarp covering your pool? At Imperial, we recommend safety and convenience of a loop lock cover. With loop lock, opening and closing your pool becomes an easy one-person job.
Ask for loop lock at Imperial Pool and Spas of Rock Hill and Lake Wylie.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports.
And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench. We're getting ready to start the third and next to the final segment of the program. And like I said earlier, David's out of town this week. Mr. Scott Reister with TGNR Landscape Group has been gracious enough to come in this morning. And I really enjoyed it, Scott. It's been a lot of fun.
It has.
We can't be such strangers anymore. We used to see each other pretty regular. Then we got to where we talked once in a while, and we've both been so busy.
It's a good good problem to have. It's been
it's been a lot going on.
Yeah.
We've been talking about Rock Hill and our respective companies and how we both got here and all that jazz. But one thing I wanted to get into today that a lot of people don't understand, you know, like Tommy does landscape designs. You're actually a licensed landscape architect.
That's correct.
Now, back in the day, when we started, Dwayne Christopher was about the only one in town back then.
That's correct.
And he and Fred had Cedar Pond Landscape, so they were really the only landscape company down here when we got here.
Right.
And Dwayne's still here doing whatever he does, but Mike was he was with the city when he first
came. He was working for City of Rock Hill when I met
him.
Yeah,
and then he I think he went out and did a little bit of his own contract thing, and then he ended up with economic development, if I remember right.
Yeah, he started his own business in 90, and that's how I came here. When I graduated college, he actually hired me, and I worked with him for about 6 months, and everything just really slowed down, and that's how I started TGNR. Was we got really slow and had grown up doing landscaping, and I always loved landscape construction. So that's how we got rolling, was because of that economic downturn, and have been going ever since.
Now, back to my point, though, landscape architect. Now, you actually graduated from University of Georgia, I'm assuming, with a landscape degree.
That's correct.
And then you have to take a test.
That's correct.
It's not an easy test.
It's not an easy test. You actually have to I don't believe you actually have to have a degree in landscape architecture, but you have to do an apprenticeship for 2 years in the state of South Carolina, and then you do have to take your boards and pass those, which it is a very difficult test, and it's about 7 segments that takes a couple days to take, and then to maintain your license here in South Carolina, you have to do continuing ed. So we have to have 20 hours of continuing ed for a 2-year period to renew your license.
That's a bunch.
It is a bunch. The continuing ed is good. I'm not. I think it's a good thing to have, because it forces you to take classes, things that I probably wouldn't do. But every time I take them, I walk away and I've learned something new, and it keeps you fresh. And that's one of the things I like about continuing it.
Well, that's good, because I know on the pesticide license, we're required mm-hmm. to continue it. And since I was one of the ones in the state instrumental in getting that law passed, I was real upset, because for years I'd go to the continuing ed classes. The same guy was up there giving the same speech he'd given for the last 5 years, and I knew it better than he did.
Right,
and
right.
Now they've mixed it up a little bit. And the last two workshops I went to, I learned something, and I think that's amazing. But
I learn a lot in continuing ed, so I do think it's a good thing. And that's part of the license of landscape architecture. It's not so much about, I think people think you're just doing plants, but it's also about the public safety and welfare of your clients. So you have to maintain that.
Well, back, I guess it was in the late 90s, early 2000s, when the drought years, mm-hmm. it got to be stormwater was a big deal
sure.
for our landscape. And you needed a landscape architect to actually draw the plans and all that. And it still is for that
It still
matter.
Is a big deal. And we're still learning about it here in our area.
Well, we got kind of messed up, because if you remember, we had a 7-year drought from mm-hmm. 1995 to 2002. Nobody paid attention until 2002
right.
when the water levels dropped and the mandatory
restrictions
and all that mess. And everything got better, and then all of a sudden it hit again in 2008. Since 2008, we've had a lot of rain.
People forget, we can go through drought.
We've actually gone on houses that for 15 years they didn't have a water problem. Now all of a sudden they got a water problem.
No, I agree. There's I see a lot of most places that we go to have some kind of water issue with drainage or some kind of subsurface water, but they're seeing it now. You know, when you go through those years of drought, it's not evident.
Well, your water table's up, because everybody yep. laughs when I say that, but across the road from my house, there's a dry creek bed forever, and that gully gets in front of Tommy's house. It's probably 20 feet deep.
Yeah.
And for years, there was no water in it. Now there's water running in that thing. So that tells me the water table's back up is higher than it used to be. So, you know,
That's a big thing we work on, too, is we help clients solve drainage problems, because, again, most everybody has it. It's an important part of the landscape, too, the functionality of it, and making sure all that's working properly.
Well, we found a lot of it's the way the subdivision was laid out and all that, but back when those subdivisions were laid out, it wasn't a water problem.
Right, and, you know, water runs downhill, so you're going to get some water from your neighbors. It's just how you address it and
exactly.
how you handle it when it comes to your property.
We had one lady that, I don't know what they did with hers, but she was literally washing away, and it was getting 18 inches up on the back of the house every time it
That's
rained.
That's a problem, yeah.
And it's almost going to cost as much as the house costs to fix it. So.
It can be pretty cost prohibitive sometimes.
And Tommy's real big about oversizing everything on drainage, because it's not a come back to bite you, and you don't want that to happen.
So. Yeah, we're seeing that a lot, too.
Yep. Okay, well, there's the music, and we're going to take our last little break, and we'll be back to close out this edition of the Gardener's Bench.
Experience the peace of mind of Imperial's complete winterizing service. This is Mike Elder. Let the pros at Imperial Pool and Spas put your pool safely to bed for the winter with all the latest winterization techniques.
Imperial Pool and Spas, 21 Bypass and Lake Wiley next to Food Lion.
Yard care professionals know that zero-turn mowers are the most efficient way to cut grass, and your friends at Greg's Fix-It Shop have a full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers they'd love to show you. Zero-turn mowers can mow around trees, tight corners, and plantings without stopping or using a trim mower. Snapper zero-turns bring professional performance to the homeowner. So stop by Greg's Fix-It Shop on Saluda Street today. Their lawn care professionals would love to show you their full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
This is Steve Crump at Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. Spring is here. Start planning your spring landscaping today. Come by the nursery at 873 Museum Road and see our wide selection of locally grown plants. Remember, now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports.
And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench. And Scott, thank you for coming on today. It's been a pleasure. I think we've had a pretty good show. But we were talking about something when we went to break. You said 20 continuing ed hours in 2 years. That's 10 hours a year. That's a bunch. Now
it is a bunch. But there's some really good opportunities in this area. One of the really fun ones is up at Davidson. They do a horticulture seminar every year. And for a college that doesn't even have a hort program or any kind of botany program, they bring in some world-class speakers. And so that's an easy one to go to. And then we go down to the plant shows and the trade shows, and you get continued ed for talking to folks doing that kind of stuff too and doing the seminars there as well.
I didn't know, like, the Sky High Show, they don't call it that anymore, I don't think. But anyway, I didn't know it had landscape architect credits.
Absolutely, so. Yeah. The Dershowman Show down in Columbia, now that's in Columbia, yeah. It's easy to get to, and there's some good credit hours there.
They messed that show up this year. It got scheduled the same time as the North Carolina show.
Oh, really?
And they couldn't have that.
Yeah. So, and some of the same vendors going to
those
shows.
A lot of the same vendors. And I think Gulf States is about the same weekend, okay, too. So, and they couldn't move it to a different weekend, so they're going to do it on a Monday and a Tuesday this
Ooh.
Year. And that's
different.
I don't think
I didn't know that.
They just got locked in a corner. And it's going to be at the same facility, but now, from what I understand, they're talking about moving it back to the fairground where we started out back in the 80s. But apparently got some new facilities out there.
Okay.
And better parking. And, well, the problem where they're at now is a beautiful facility. Don't get me wrong, but they locked in. They're already, the first year, they'd outgrown it.
Right.
So they couldn't really
It's always a good show, and it's good to talk to all the vendors there. They're very knowledgeable. We've got some great nurseries and farms here in South Carolina.
And the thing with the nursery business is kind of like the relationship all of us in York County have is, you know, if I got a problem, there's any one of growers I can call and ask them about it.
Absolutely.
And they'll help you. I mean, everybody, they figure it's us against the world. You know, we're all in this thing together. Yeah. So, you know, if anybody starts selling inferior product, is going to affect us all. And
plant folks have to stick together.
They do. Big time. I know we started out, it hadn't been for the place Tommy worked, Turtle Creek up in Mooresville.
Yeah.
We'd been broke.
Yeah.
I mean, he bought everything we produced the first few years. But we've been fortunate, and it looks like we're going to have a pretty good fall. And we were talking before we got on the air. And, you know, I don't know about y'all, but I guess you're in the same boat. We've been booked up forever for the last 3 or 4 years, a long time, 13, 14 weeks. And this summer, somehow by a miracle of God, we've gotten caught up. So.
Yeah. And, yeah, we're getting caught up too, but we've got a lot out there for the fall. So we're looking forward to a good fall.
Yep. Okay. Matt just waved his finger at me. That means it's time to shut this thing down. Well, thank you again.
Appreciate it.
And maybe you'll come back one day and we get Rector in here.
Absolutely. I'd love to talk with David.
We'll tag team you. We'll double team you then.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, thank you. And come back next week to the Gardener's Bench.
It does go by quick.
Gardener's Bench has been brought to you in part by Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing. Greg's Fix-It Shop on Saluda Street, serving Rock Hill for 65 years. Carolina Fresh Farms, call 327-8686. And by Imperial Pool and Spas, Anderson Road, Rock Hill, and now next to the Food Lion in Tega Cay. Join us again Saturday morning at 8:30 for the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports.